Howdy, 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 everybody. How's everybody doing today? Yep, we're back at it. Very excited to be back with our podcast, Island Vacation Travel Podcast number 19. St. Lucia, fun fact, romantic experiences in St. Lucia. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. I just wanted to make a quick podcast, a little bit fun, nothing in depth, nothing to do with any news or delivering any information. Just wanted to hang out with you all today. Just wanted to say hi to everyone. Don't forget to check out our podcast on all major platforms. Hope everybody's been safe. Today is the 3rd of August, 2021. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Right? So today we're just gonna go ahead and as I said, discuss a little bit about reasons you should visit St. Lucia, right? And just gonna give you some fun facts on, St. Lucia, let her inspire you. That's literally the slogan for St. Lucia. Let her inspire you. Let her inspire your love story. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of information from the government of St. Lucia concerning travel. As you should know by now, St. Lucia is voted as one of the number one tourist destination, honeymoon destination in the world. That is right now. So also there are currently, how to call it, the elections for travel agencies and travel suppliers going on right now. For everybody who did vote for Island Vacation Travel Agency, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it, right? Not to hold you back anymore. So some of the great reasons, right, to visit St. Lucia is for relaxing escape, right? Over 20 amazing sand beaches, moonlight soak escapes, enchanting and idyllic experiences. That is something I can tell you about. St. Lucia is a very laid back island, very laid back country. I'm from there. We're not in a rush for anything. We try to make sure we enjoy nature. We enjoy atmosphere. We call it a vibe. We like a vibe pretty much, right? So whether it's a romantic vibe, a lover's vibe, that's us. We love that, relaxing and escaping. Another good reason to visit St. Lucia, and just to give a little bit more detail on St. Lucia, St. Lucia is actually in the Eastern Caribbean, the Southern Caribbean to be specific. So the weather is unlike no other. So the lower you go in the Caribbean, the better the weather, from my experience. Tropical climate, year-round warm temperature. And that makes St. Lucia the perfect destination for romance. Because of course, if you're on a romantic getaway, you want to be outside. You want to be romanticizing. You want to be doing cool stuff. You want to be going and do some romantic stuff. You want to go and have candlelight dinner under the stars. You want to go get a catamaran. You want to go under the pitons. You want to go stargazing. All that requires good weather. So there we go. That's a reason to go to St. Lucia. For the degrees, I know you might be wondering what's the temperature like. So for Celsius, it would be 23 to 31 degrees Celsius, and that's year round, or 84 degrees to 87 degrees Fahrenheit, and that is year round as well. That is perfect weather. 84 to 87, 23 to 31, perfect weather, right? Another reason would be, with St. Lucia, no residency is required when you're going to get married out there, right? They've made it so romance friendly, right? That you could actually get your marriage certificate the very same day. And I will also give you the prices on it. $204 US, and you could actually get your marriage license the very same day. So you could actually be on a cruise visiting St. Lucia, and while you're visiting St. Lucia, you're actually, you feel like getting married, you have a few hours, you could actually get your paperwork together and actually get married in one day, right? The regular marriage license, however, is not that expensive. It is only $127 US. All right. Now, rates are subject to change without notice as well. So that's just a FYI, just for your notice, right? And then it doesn't get better than that. You can get your marriage license in one day. That is awesome. That's phenomenal right there, right? Another reason to visit St. Lucia, right, would be award-winning diverse accommodation. Let me tell you about St. Lucia's accommodation. I travel quite a bit. Been in a lot of hotels, different countries, different calibers of travel, whether it be luxury or hostel or cruise ship, whatever it may be. I've tried it, right? One of my best experiences was going back home with my travel agency, which is St. Lucia's home to me, and going back and seeing the accommodations and seeing that, oh, wow, we have the best accommodations. We have some amazing accommodations. Just to name a few, the Landings, sandals, the whole chain of sandals. There are free sandals in St. Lucia. And if you stay at one, you stay at all. Jade Mountain, Ladera, Serenity Hotel, Stonefield, Sugar Beach. And there are loads of Airbnbs and other different type of accommodations where you stay at, whether it's an apartment you'd like, or whether it's waterfront, whether it's in the countryside, whether it's in the rainforest. There is something for everybody. Whatever your romance desires are, you can get it done in St. Lucia because of the accommodations. I mean, it is seriously, seriously, seriously amazing. Intimate inns, unique villas, all-inclusive resorts, luxury resorts, boutique resorts, small hotels, and also guest houses, right? Now, St. Lucia offers a full range of accommodations to suit any taste and budget, even though it's a luxury island, right? So, as I said, St. Lucia's resorts and hotels are world-renowned for their lush ambience and exceptional service. So that's just a little bit of information on there. I mean, if you're not convinced to go to St. Lucia and get married as yet, or go and see what's going on, I think you should. You probably should, right? So another great reason to visit St. Lucia is the World Travel Award. St. Lucia has, world-leading honeymoon destination 12 times. Isn't that amazing? 12 times they've been nominated for honeymoon destination. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, the professionals, the people that accredit people, the people that actually claim and state that, you know, this is a great hotel, this is a great island, this is a great cruise ship, they've recognized St. Lucia 12 times. And I must say, that's well done, St. Lucia. Well done. Well done. Because there's a lot of places in the world, loads of places in the world, but they chose to recognize St. Lucia. So that is phenomenal. Right? Now, another reason is St. Lucia is a great place for you to pop the question or say I do in front of a dramatic scenery. So you have loads of different types of sceneries and backgrounds, whether it's floating above a coral reef, under a waterfall, during the sunset cruise, on the summit of the Pitons, like Go Piton or Petit Piton, the historic Fort Rodney, that's a beautiful place too. On a whale watching trip, that's another great place that you could propose and everything else. So, I mean, that's great to be able to have options as to where you would like to propose. So St. Lucia is the ideal place for that. Or you could celebrate at an iconic location, like in front of the cascading waterfalls, botanical gardens, over water chapel that's at Sandals, which I've seen that personally. That's really, really beautiful. Various resorts. You could get married at different resorts as well if you don't want to go in the dramatic scenery, like by a waterfall or at the botanical gardens. So it's just based on what you like. Another one would be, you could get married by the beach. Wait for it. Underwater. You could get married underwater in St. Lucia. Yep, you heard it right. You could get married underwater. You could also get married at historical parks and religious buildings, on a catamaran overlooking the iconic pitons. So that's some great options, I must say. Wow. Some great options. You still haven't heard enough? We still got more. Another great place would be a unique spa experience. Right? St. Lucia got great spas. We're about wellness. We're about luxury. That's what we preach. That's what we practice. So you could indulge in rejuvenating or restoration couple therapy like no other. So not just for you, for your significant other. And yes, men, I hit the spa, you best believe. I work hard. We go hard. So you need to self-love. You need to take care of yourself. You need to go to the spa with the ladies. Go take care of yourself, right? Don't wait until you're all broken down and battered to then decide to go to the spa. Because the masseuse really can't do anything for you at that point. Or they'll try. But, you know, we promote wellness. So that's a good thing. You can get chocolate massages in St. Lucia. You can get Luna-inspired massages. Mineral-rich sulfur massages. The sulfur springs, guys. The sulfur springs is amazing in St. Lucia. That's the world's only walk-in volcano. Walk-in, drive-in volcano. That's one of the first places you could actually go and walk into the volcano or drive into the volcano. So mineral sulfur baths, that's a great thing. Local herb and spice-infused body scrubs. So that's another thing that you could actually do while you're in the spa there. Now, as I said, St. Lucia is luxury. People are about relaxing. People are about happiness. So that's all you're going to get down there. That's all you're going to get. That encourages romance and love and, you know, creates a good atmosphere for people. Another great thing would be world-class gourmet dining. For your foodies out there, world-class gourmet dining. That's something that's very big in St. Lucia. We have great food. We have great spices. We have phenomenal cooks. We have world-renowned cooks out there. So that makes for good food and good dining. Visitors can celebrate the anniversaries, weddings, and milestones, and even enjoy dining at a variety of restaurants in St. Lucia. And that's on and off the resort. So you don't necessarily have to stay at the resort. There are some places that do catch and clean. So if you go fishing, you could actually come back and actually get it cooked for you. Cuisine options include Italian, Caribbean, Creole, South Asian. And when I say Creole, there are a lot of different types of Creole food. In my travels, one of the other places that has great Creole food is Louisiana. Great food. Great food. Right? So be sure to communicate any dietary restrictions to your reservation assistant as well. Or you could mention that to your agent or your agency so that way they know, they could put a note in your booking so that, you know, you don't get your dietary restrictions mixed up or end up. You don't want that on while you're on a vacation. Let's just keep it like that, right? So, we're almost to the end of it. experienced and dedicated wedding planners. That is something that is in St. Lucia. Lots of love going to Amanda. Amanda works at Sandals Grand. She's personally put a huge wedding together for me, and it came out phenomenal. The couple is very happy. They were happy. They enjoyed everything about it. They came up from the honeymoon was a sunset sail from one resort, from Sandals Grand to Jade Mountain. So you can only imagine how beautiful that is, going around the pitons and then the sunset, bottle of champagne, chocolate, flowers, after you just got married. It's an amazing thing. So the wedding planners, they're amazing. They're amazing, amazing. They could put together an unforgettable experience and some amazing adventures together with your travel agent. Hopefully, Island Vacation is your travel agency. I am your travel agent, or someone from my team travel agent, right? They could go ahead and put some stuff together, like, as I told you all, the catamaran cruise, the sunset cruise, coming from one hotel to the other. That's after your wedding, as a honeymoon. You could also go horseback riding. Beautiful. I also love horseback riding. I've done horseback riding at Fox Grove Inn in St. Lucia, and that was amazing. Big up to my cousins and them. We went and did the horseback riding and had loads of fun. Chocolate making, of course, that's romantic. So chocolate making in St. Lucia, you could go do that. There's hot, the Hotel Chocolat. There's almost all the resorts have something to do with chocolate or liquor or something to do with that. Something that you could do together with your significant other as a newlywed. Helicopter tours. I've also done that. St. Lucia is amazing to see in the air on a helicopter. Just absolutely amazing. I can tell anybody that. Anybody that. That deserves a hand of applause. That's how good the helicopter tour is in St. Lucia. You could also use it as a way to come from the airport to your hotel, which would be very quick, just about 15 minutes because the island is not very big, right? Also, you could also go on a romantic rainforest trail and waterfall discoveries, and also candlelight dinner. So guys, I mean, there's loads to do in St. Lucia if you go visit, and that's just a tip of the iceberg. So now we're just going to take a quick little intermission, like we always do, for current in travel. Right? So, currently in travel. Like I told you all the last time, cruises are coming about now. So, people are beginning to get their cruise on. Of course, a lot of people need vaccinations and stuff to be able to go on to the cruise right now, which hopefully change sometime soon. But each of the different cruise lines actually have a different way that they're going about moving forward. Norwegian Cruise Line has some sales going on. There's a 9-night Eastern Caribbean cruise. That is Norwegian Sky. And that is from May 16, 2022. For just a balcony cabin, you could actually get it at $2,673. That's a 9-day cruise. That's a pretty long cruise for the Eastern Caribbean. And we could also get you all some discounts on that. So that's with Norwegian Cruise Line. With Royal Caribbean International, there is a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise that is on Liberty of the Seas. And that's for March 13, 2023. Right? And the price on that is $1,611, right? And that is 2022 sailings. For Princess, we also have some going on. For Princess, we also have a 14-night Caribbean cruise. I'm on Crown Princess, and that's April 2nd, 2022. And that is balcony staterooms only. All right, so it's not for the interior cabin. The interior cabin will be a little bit cheaper, and that is $3,656. And lastly, for celebrity cruises, we have a 7-night Caribbean cruise, and that's Celebrity Apex, and that is March 12, 2022. As you can see, we are already preparing for next year because time goes by, right? And that is Infinity Veranda, and that is at $2,109. Okay, I do want to thank everybody for voting for our agency. I'm so proud. Thank you so much for that. We really, really appreciate y'all for that. Also, everyone that has been supporting our online store with our lifestyle brand and what we're doing, thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate y'all. Don't forget to check it out at www.ivtaware.com. All right. And that has been Current in Travel. Right. All right. Now, to bring in back our topic, which was romantic experiences in St. Lucia. Just a few fun facts. Just to reiterate some of the fun facts that we said. When you visit in St. Lucia, St. Lucia is a great place to go relax and escape. You could also enjoy unique spa experiences out there. Don't forget the climate. The climate is awesome year-round. Within the 80s Fahrenheit, 21 to 31 degrees Celsius, that's year round. So if you want to escape from the cold, you want to escape from the heat, head down to St. Lucia. No residency required. That's for people trying to get married. You could actually get your license within 24 hours. That's an amazing thing. Of course, if you need it, if you don't need it in one day, it's going to be a little bit cheaper too. St. Lucia has award-winning diverse accommodations of all types, whether it be a hotel, motel, boutique, all-inclusive, they got it. All right? Don't forget, St. Lucia has been nominated 12 times for leading honeymoon destination. That's an amazing accomplishment to undertake and actually even get recognized for. Don't forget, the reason why you want to visit St. Lucia is because of the dramatic scenery, whether it be by the beach, the hotels, on the overwater bungalows, underwater weddings, helicopter rides, climbing the pitons, botanical gardens, waterfalls. We got it. They got it. Trust me. We can put it together for you. On top of that, we have some of the best wedding specialists that could put the packages together for you. There's nothing we cannot put together for you in St. Lucia. So that's another reason to visit. World-class gourmet, you're going to get some good food. What makes a wedding better? Good food and good liquor, and also great stories and a forever after story. That's it. We can get that done for you in St. Lucia. As I said, with our dedicated wedding planners, which can give you an unforgettable experience. Okay, so that's just a few pointers on what we can do for what they can do for you in St. Lucia. We at Island Vacation Travel Agency want to send you down there. If you have any questions, of course, you could always contact us at our telephone number 561-331-1165, or just visit our website www.islandvacas.com and just go on the book tab, and you could actually inquire whether you want to do a video call, you fill out a form, or you set an appointment. We could get it done for you and have a sit down. We could meet up virtually, or if you would like to meet up, we'll try to set that up for you. We do have our team. We do want to thank our team for all the hard work that they put in. They are located all around the world, whether it's from England, Antigua, St. Lucia, Orlando, Florida. We have people around, so feel free to reach out to us. We are more than willing to help you all and answer any questions that you may have. Again, I want to thank everybody who voted for us. every single person who voted for us. I know there was a lot going on in the world, but everybody who took time out of their busy day, their busy life to vote for Island Vacation Travel Agency, we really, really appreciate it. I will show you all how much I appreciate it by creating more content, by sharing more information with you all, getting the newsletter out, offering discounts, offering promotions. We want to share it all out with you all, guys. Today, this podcast was based on St. Lucia, honeymoon destination number one, and reasons why you should visit it and why you should go out there. And soon we're going to go out there as well to get some more footage, because I do have footage from my last trip. But we really, really appreciate everything that you do as an island, as our customers, for supporting Island Vacation Travel Agency. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate y'all, and y'all have a good rest of your week. All right? Make sure you stay productive. Moving forward, we are going to have our word of the podcast, and we're going to use the word for today would be affinity, and that is affinity, and that is a positive emotional bonding with someone or something. That's what's going to happen to you when you go down to St. Lucia. Let's put it in a sentence. Visiting St. Lucia, you would end up having an affinity for that island, whether it's the scenery, the dramatic scenery, or the pleasant people that come from that island. The word of the day of the podcast is affinity. All right? Go ahead and use that word. Pretend that you knew that word before and the definition of it, and you have a good rest of your weekend, guys. Thank you so much, and we're out of here.